Hello, and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and I'll be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. There's lots going on right now, and we've got some amazing news. You can now make a one-time donation to the Bank on Dividends podcast. If you like what you hear in this podcast, just click on the link in the show notes and go to support the Bank on Dividends podcast. And of course, remember, no matter what's happening in the market, you can always bank on dividends. Let's go. We are back with another topic, and this week we are talking about keep growing fast. So what happens when you started investing for a little while and you've seen some growth in your portfolio, but you want to keep up that rate of growth in your portfolio and in your dividend generation? Well, that's what we're talking about today, and I'm giving you 2 points that you need to keep growing fast when building a dividend portfolio you can bank on. Let's do this. Okay, before we go any further, I want to give a huge shout out to someone I've just met and has just started dividend investing. That's Kwesi. Thank you, bro, for reaching out to us here at the Bank on Dividends podcast, and good luck on your investment journey. And before long, we're sure that you too can bank on dividends. And if you want to start your dividend investing journey and you don't know where to go, go to the link in the bio, hit the free trade link, sign up with them and get a free share to start off your journey. And if you need some advice, you want to talk, you want some encouragement, reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter, ask us a question, and we will definitely answer it here on the Bank on Dividends podcast. But without any further ado, let's get into this week's topic. Okay, so the number one and by far the easiest way to keep growing your portfolio and your dividends fast is just keep adding more money. I know it's not an easy one. Most of you, like myself, are already putting in as much money as you can spare into your investments and into your dividend stocks every month. But the truth is, this is the easiest way to keep growing your portfolio fast. Keep cutting back in other aspects of your life in the short term just to pump every penny that you have into those dividend paying stocks, and you will not regret it in the long term. Okay, so let me just explain this. There are two ways of doing this. Now, we'll start with the easy way, and that is just to continue to transfer larger and larger amounts and make larger and larger investments every month and make use of that dollar cost averaging into the positions that you have decided to buy every month. So, for example, if you're putting in £50 every month and you're receiving, let's say, £2 or £3 in dividends, well, if you invest £60 every month, then by default, you are growing your portfolio. And then in a couple more months, maybe you get a pay rise or your phone contract ends and you have a bit more money, you can put £70 or £80 or even £100 and just keep slowly upping that amount that you can put in is the fastest way to grow your portfolio. It's a well-known fact that while you're still starting off, it's easier to cut back your expenses than to grow your income. And if you want to grow your income and you're already working a full-time job and you're not sure how you're going to get extra money to put into your investments, it's far quicker to skip a haircut and put that £20 into your investments. I know it doesn't sound nice and it sounds like you're cutting back in areas of your life, but the investments, especially if you're making good investments in dividend stocks, is worth it. Now, that's number one. It's a hard pill to swallow, I know, but just increasing your monthly contributions into your portfolio will keep it growing faster and faster. If you don't, and you just keep putting in however much you're putting in, let's say £50 every month, then yeah, your portfolio will grow, but it will only grow along with the market. And if the market's not growing or going sideways, your portfolio will do pretty much the same. If you are getting dividends, your portfolio probably will grow as long as the market is not tanking, but it won't grow at the fastest rate that it could. Another way to add more money without actually having to take more money out from yourself is to just reinvest your dividends. Let's say you can only put in your £50 a month, your you're struggling to do that and you're just about keeping it up, but you are getting, let's say, a 10% dividend yield on cost, that's £5 every month. You're just putting that money straight back in to good, solid dividend paying stocks. It will take a while, but your portfolio will start to grow pretty fast due to the magic of compound interest. Albert Einstein said that compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Those who understand it receive it, and those who don't understand it pay it. Just keep reinvesting the dividends that you are getting. The problem with this is that there is a little bit of a time lag, so your portfolio will be growing, but it won't be growing that fast at the start. But after a year or two, it will really be growing fast. Now, the best way, and this is tough to do, the best way to just keep adding money and grow your portfolio fast is to increase the amount that you contribute and also reinvest those dividends. So you got a double whammy. You're putting more money in every month, but you are also reinvesting those higher and higher dividends you receive every month back into your portfolio. That's the best way. I've seen it work for many, many people. And let's be real, every penny you have invested is just a little worker earning you more money. So however you find to put those pennies to work, whether you're cutting back somewhere else in your life or you're reinvesting the pennies that are getting paid to you as a dividend, keep those pennies working. Don't give them any days off. Keep them going. Make them work even while you're sleeping. And guess what? Your portfolio will start growing faster and faster. And before you know it, you'll be able to bank on dividends. So that's number one. Keep adding money, however you do it. This is a good point to remind you that I am not a financial advisor. If you would like financial advice, please seek a qualified financial advisor. The number two way to grow your portfolio and your dividends fast is to be intentional and targeted with the funds that you do have. Now, intentional and targeted are words that get thrown around a lot, especially in like modern day self-improvement and career development. You know, people throw those words around a lot, but when it comes to your portfolio, they really make a difference. And again, I will give you two examples of how being intentional and being targeted will help you grow your portfolio and your dividends fast. So first of all, most people, myself included, are an advocate of dividend reinvestment plans, DRIPs. So every time you get a dividend, it automatically gets reinvested. You don't need to do any work. That is great, especially if you know that you want to keep growing your positions in those companies that are paying you a dividend. However, this may not be the best way to grow your portfolio, simply because you are putting in sometimes pennies back into that stock. The question you need to ask yourself is that stock the best place for my dividends to be reinvested to grow my portfolio? Now, I am not saying you need to be a dividend chaser, just moving your money to the next stock before the dividend X date to capitalize on the next dividend and then moving it from stock to stock. I am not advocating that, though I know many people that do that successfully. What I'm saying is that when you get a dividend, especially if it's a large dividend, or let's say £5 or £10, or if you're quite lucky, you're getting very big dividends, you might want to think, is it worth reinvesting that into the stock that paid me a dividend? Or is there a stock with a higher yield, a higher return, the price has gone down recently, that I can put that money in that will get me more money in terms of dividends, in terms of return for the money that I'm putting in, either this month, next month, this quarter, or next quarter? It's simply just taking a pause and thinking, where best do I put the money that I've got from dividends? And with dividend investment plans and DRIPs, sometimes you can get a bit lazy just reinvesting. For example, let's say you own 100 shares in Apple and Apple pay you a dividend quarterly as they normally do. Is Apple the best company to put that dividend back into? Because you're going to have to wait a quarter or 3 months before you get the next dividend from Apple. Or is there a company like Realty Income that you can put that dividend in that's going to start making you money from next month and earning you more dividends? And then you can put those dividends from Realty Income back into Apple or into another stock that has gone down that you think you can capitalize on. So that's what I mean by being targeted. You don't necessarily have to reinvest your dividends back into the same company that paid you. You can stop, withdraw your dividends, or not enable your dividend investment plan and put your dividends into where they make the most sense. Now, the best platform I've seen for this is Trading212, because they allow you to create a pie and reinvest your dividends as a percentage of that pie. So let's say 1 month you have 5 stocks in a pie and you get a very big dividend of, let's say, £50. You don't have to put all that £50 back into the stock that paid you. You can split that £50 dividend into the 5 stocks within your pie. And with other brokers like Freetrade, they don't have that pie function, but you can keep your dividends until you see an opportunity and reinvest it in a different company if you think that's the best thing to do. Now, the other way to be targeted and intentional when it comes to growing your portfolio is actually, and you're not going to like this, is selling positions that have a huge profit. I've done this myself. I've made, 100% gains on certain positions. One of them, full disclosure, is WH Smith. I bought it over a year ago and I sold it for a huge profit. Now, that profit that I made on WH Smith, even though I liked the stock, was a one-time profit. I decided to be intentional and take that profit, take that gain off the cards and redeploy that one-time profit into a stock that was going to pay me dividends monthly. So that way I have grown my portfolio, first by actually receiving the profits, and then two, by putting those profits back to work to earn me more and more money. And already I've seen probably about 3 or 4 monthly dividend payments from that 100% profit. So you have to think, yes, I still want to own WH Smith. I've already started building my position back up in WH Smith, but I was comfortable enough and I was targeted enough to remember that what I care about is dividends. And since I have such a huge profit on this one stock, it's okay for me to take a little bit of that, redeploy those profits, and start building my positions back up in WH Smith. So that's what I mean here. If you want to grow your portfolio fast and keep it growing fast, don't be emotional about your profits and your losses. Don't be emotional about your dividends, and don't get lazy just reinvesting your dividends into the stocks that pay you those dividends. Be creative, be intentional, and be targeted in where you put your money and how you get your money to work for you. It's actually really quite simple. Now, I'm still an advocate for DRIPs and dividend reinvestment plans because they make your life easy. It's not every single month that I'm selling positions or moving dividends from one stock and using them to buy another stock. Most months, I just let the dividends go back into the stocks that gave them to me or straight through my DRIP. But when I do spot the opportunity, or I do see a stock that has fallen, or I get a very big dividend, it's good to take the time to pause and decide what is the best way to reinvest this money, to put these funds, to put these pennies to work, to get them to earn me the most pennies that they can. All right, so that was point number two. Let's do a really, really quick recap. Point number one, keep adding more money, however you see to do that. Cutting your expenses or just reinvesting your dividends. And point number two, be targeted and be intentional. Don't just do what everyone else is doing. Think, look for opportunities, and you will definitely, definitely be able to keep growing your portfolio and your dividends. You've been listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.